Okay, here we go again. It's November 19th, year 2021. My name's Brian, segment 2, Clarity Radio. Well, we have a guest, but listen, make sure you listen to segment 1. Very powerful. Then come back to us, okay? So I have in the studio Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling right now?
Nervous.
Nervous? How come?
Feeling nervous and excited at the same time.
Okay, so here's the deal. So you've met the other guests.
Yes.
And you see how well they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. And you want to be like them. You want to be feeling well.
Yes.
Okay, so now we were talking the other day and you were saying that you've been, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 43.
43 years old. And you've been dealing with what for many years?
Depression and mental illness, anxiety.
Okay, now, when you say mental illness, what do you mean by mental illness?
Just depression, major depression and anxiety.
Anxiety. Since 12 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. Before I start to discern you, I just want to ask basic questions. Are you on medication?
No, I'm not.
Were you on medication?
At one point I was.
For how long?
For a few years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were on medication, did the medication help you?
It numbed me.
But you still felt a little bit of depression?
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Okay, and when you were on pills, did you sleep in or did you get up
anymore? Oh, no, I slept in. I slept in and I was groggy. I felt hungover most of the time.
Like most of the time with the medication?
Yeah.
But it didn't really bring some sort of energy or excitement for you to get up in the day and say, oh, geez, you know what? It's 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to make my family breakfast, for example.
No.
You never had that feeling?
No.
Okay. And that's since the age of 12. Not that you were cooking at age 12, but...
I was cooking at age 12.
breakfast for the family?
Not for the family.
Right. And so age 12, you've got this depression. Now, what happened in your life around age 12 that may have triggered this depression?
I can't put my finger on it. I feel like maybe going through, you know, my hormones, when you start going through puberty.
Yeah.
At 12 years old.
Yeah.
I feel that that could be it. I felt lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, the hormones have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Okay. As far as reason. Okay. I mean, they're just out of whack because something else is out of whack. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they're not the main trigger for you to have mental depression, mm-hmm. which you were diagnosed with. Now, having said that, let me just take a look very quickly, and I'm going to go when you were age 12 and see what happened. Hang on. So it wasn't really age 12. It was age 9 when this started to come. Maybe people recognized it at age 12. You're smiling. Why are you smiling?
Yes, that makes sense. We moved from our house into a mobile home at age 9, and it was awful. It was so bad.
Okay. So that kind of makes sense, right?
Yep.
Okay. But something, it's not just a move. Something happened at age 9. I want to see if you had a walk-in soul. Did you have a walk-in soul that came into your body and created this mess in your head? Okay? Hang on. So you had a male entity that came into your body at age 9. Someone die around that time that was close to you? Like, I'm talking grandfather or something like that. Nothing like that, right?
No.
Yeah, okay. So let me find out more. I'm just trying to be lazy right now and ask you the question. I got to work. Okay? Hang on. Were you in the hospital at age 9? Did you visit somebody? Did you go to the hospital? Any reason?
Age 9. I don't recall. No, I don't. I can't.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, let me see if there's a block there. Hang on. Okay, so I know who it is, but I can't say it on the air. You don't say who would have done this to you and think about it, okay? And I'm going to write it down, but you can't look at what I'm writing down. And tell me if that's what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
It rings true to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so just give me a second. So age 9, it comes into you, and the real thing is, when something comes into you, it wants you to do something, okay? And we need to find out what does it want you to do, okay? Hang on. Okay, so this is going to be really emotional, okay? Do you want to go through this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you feel strong?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay, so this came from the person that we both have identified, Okay. What do you think it wanted you to do? What thought comes to you?
Taking my own life.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now this is going to get intense now. Mm-hmm. I almost want to cry too. I got to try to move slow with you because this is going to trigger something. This could be like the psychiatrist's worst dream. I'm not a psychiatrist, but this would be difficult to deal with. So number one, the entity wanted you to commit suicide. The entity wanted you to commit suicide for a member of your family. Mm. And who was that?
My younger brother.
Yeah. Oh my God, I feel that. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. I gotta take it easy with the questions. I know you're having a struggle right now. And what happened to your younger brother?
He took his own life.
Yeah. And so he kind of volunteered to take his life for you. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And how old was your brother?
He was 16 years old.
16 years old. See, this is what disturbs me. I mean, here's somebody that had his whole life in front of him. And he got this entity through you because in the spirit realm, he must have spoken to you in the spirit realm. Because it wasn't like, I'm going to die for you. He didn't say that. In the spirit realm, he approached you and says, I'm going to die for you. And so he took his life because he felt there was no way out. So I need to find out, why did he feel there was no way out? This is where, when we have a situation like this, I wish he had come see me. That's what I wish. But beggars can be choosers, whatever the expression is. Mm-hmm. Let me discern this. Hang on. Okay, so we've got a situation now. You still have the same entity on you that took your brother's life. Like it bounced back to you. And it wants you to commit suicide, okay? So in the last year, how many times have you thought about suicide? On a serious level. 5 times.
One for sure, but yeah.
You said 5 times. And so the deal is, in the spirit realm, if you do not kill yourself, the soul of your brother will be destroyed. Everything, okay? Which means he won't have any other incarnation and all this stuff. So you are being held hostage. So my job with you is to destroy the entity that's on you, which we're going to do. Okay? And I'm going to see if there's anything else. I'm also going to destroy the source, whatever that source is, that has this entity working. Because there usually is something behind the curtain. And if it's 2, 3, 4, 10, they will all be destroyed. Because there's no other way, because they're not going to stop. They're going to just keep going on their agenda. And then what I have to do is grab your brother's soul, wherever it is, and have him move on. Okay? That's what we're going to do. And these individuals that are doing this to you, they're not going to win. They're not going to win against the light. But this is the influence of dark, pure evil. Okay, let me see something else. Hang on. We're going to go to break now, okay? And when we come back, I'm going to talk about something heavy duty that we have to deal and understand in order for you to be healed. And you are going to be healed. Just like the other guests the past few weeks, when they came on, I said that they would be healed. This is for real. Do you believe you will be healed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, we're going to break and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. My name's Brian. Great song from my youth, Duran Duran, Come Undone. And sometimes I feel like coming undone, but it's always fun coming back to be done, to be well. Isn't it right? That's why you're here, right?
Yes.
Because you don't want to be undone. You want to be well. Now, your brother that committed suicide, I discerned that he really hated your dad. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Like, I mean, he really hated him. But he loved you. Did you have a relationship? What type of relationship?
We did. We were the two younger ones, so we would play together and had a lot of fun together and stuff.
Yeah, so you hung out together growing up.
We did.
And that's what you miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and what was really interesting with him is he really did accept Christ. Like, he was not a bad person.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a good person, but yet he committed suicide. And he was blocked from accepting Christ. That's why I wish I knew him. I wish he could come to me at that time.
Me too.
But he was a good person. Here's a good person. And the psychs would be saying, why would he commit suicide? There was no evidence. He was a perplexed case. Was there any evidence that showed that because of A, B, C, D, he committed suicide?
No, there wasn't.
Exactly.
No, there wasn't.
There is no evidence at all.
No.
Okay? I got goosebumps. When I get the goosebumps, the father's saying, you're right on spot, Brian. Okay, so what I want to do, I want to take a look at, let's just say, 1 week before he committed suicide. I need to find out from the father what he was thinking, what was he going through that 1 week, okay? Hang on. So on some level, he wanted to move out. Something to do with a car. What is that all about?
I'm laughing because shortly before I was told that he took my parents' car, my dad's car
in particular. And what happened?
I don't know what happened. Something happened.
An argument took place. Because he was angry. He was angry over the fact that, how do I say this? He was angry at your mom because mother would not protect him from the dad when the dad got abusive. The dad was busy putting him down. Never empowered him to give him confidence, but he was looking for that. He was looking for love. He never felt loved, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly. And so a lot of things going through his mind, and he just, besides being forced from the spirit realm to commit suicide, it was easy for him to commit suicide that week because his father did not treat him well. You recall?
I don't know what went on in that house. I had moved out.
Oh, you moved out already.
It was, yeah.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Okay, so you moved out because he didn't want to be there anymore. It's obvious he committed suicide, but I'm saying put suicide on the outside. If he didn't commit suicide, he did not want to live at home anymore. Did he ever stress that to you?
Everything was humor, so he was very closed up, so he never really divulged that. But I knew what he was going through because I went through it before leaving. So my father is just... He drank alcohol, so I would say he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And very mentally abusive.
Yes.
And him and my mom, they separated, and we took the brunt of that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We really got all his resentment, all of his pain, all of his anger and everything. We got it.
Yes.
When my brother and myself, when we left, my younger brother got it all.
Yeah. Okay, it makes sense. It makes sense. He took the weight for everybody.
Yeah.
I get it. I've seen many of these cases, and I get it. So the question is, I'm going to ask you the question, then I'm going to discern it. And so you tell me what you think the answer is. When he committed suicide, did you blame yourself?
Oh, yes. 100% yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. For years. So, years, Brian.
Okay. Why did you blame yourself?
I left him alone.
Yes.
Couldn't protect him.
Yes.
I wasn't there for him.
Same like the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mother. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was not there to protect him. You took on the load from your mother.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So when that happens, you're going to attract an extra soul. You're going to attract energy. Okay? And so by the fact that you have taken the blame, whose extra soul is on you? I just got to find out. Give me a second. Hang on. So where do you think your brother is, soul, right now?
I think he's with God. I do.
He's not?
No.
No.
He's not. In me?
Yes.
My brother's in me.
Yes. He's in you right now. Mm. Do you want to know why?
Why?
What's the first thought that comes to your head?
My daughter.
Hmm?
My daughter. He left a note saying that he was going to come back, but he's going to come back in my daughter's children.
Ah, I see. So he's come back in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see her. What does he want? So three things. So he wants to come into your body. He's already in your body. He wants you to hurt your dad by abandonment, you know, by staying away. Okay? He wants to be the instrument to do that. He wants to be in your body and control you to do that. But there is something that's very disturbing what he wants you to do. He wants you to join him. That's what he wants.
I don't want to join him.
I know you don't, but he's on you. He's saying, I want you to kill yourself and come with me. So that relationship is a very close relationship that you have. And you may have had that many other incarnations. But he's in you. And so he's made it easy for me to grab his soul. Hang on, can someone just pass me the fishing net? This is a huge fish we're going to grab. But on a serious note, he's on you. Let me just think about this. Because you can't go. Like, I mean, you just can't go. You've got to stay. Like, I mean, you cannot go. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back to our third segment. And Robin, stay strong. There's a Kleenex if you need some, but stay strong and just stay. Say to me you're going to stay.
I'm going to stay.
Thank you. Okay. We will be right back.